Blog Talk Radio. people would have been there sooner, or maybe just communicated more, and I don't know, maybe they just haven't done so because
maybe you can sit down. You're going to take care of this and make bread for them?
Hello? Hello? Could you please mute your phone? Hello? Welcome to Blog Talk. Could you please mute your phone? Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Are we ready for Blog Talk? I just want to let everybody know it is time to get your Bibles, pencils, papers, notebooks, and other things you think you're going to need, and your glasses, so that when you open up your Bible to follow along, you can see the words clearly. I know I got on mine. Again, I'm so happy for this Monday night. This is the third Monday of the month, and this is the month of February, the year 2022, the 21st day. We are already 21 days into February, and I'm just excited to be here to be used by the Lord, and I'm excited for Minister Margo McCord, who will be bringing forth the word on tonight, and I'm just excited because God is still on the throne making miracles happen every single day. God is still calling his people to stay focused and know the assignment. It is not too late to know the assignment. So let me do a quick check to see if Minister Margo is on the line. And if so, we're going to go right into the service. Minister Margo, are you on the line?
Yes. Good evening, Minister Sylvia. I'm right here with you, God along with you.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask everyone else to keep their phones muted till the end of the service. Then we will ask you to be able to communicate with Minister Margo. You can unmute your phones at that time. But right now, please mute your phone so you won't miss a word, because this woman of God has something for us on tonight. So at this time, Minister Margo, I'm giving it to you to let the Lord use you.
Okay, thank you so much, Minister Sylvia. I appreciate you, and I appreciate this opportunity. On tonight, I have been we have been favored with a prayer. We will be being prayed for by my sister, who I love very much, Carmita Seabury, has offered to start us off, to put us in a posture of prayer. So if Carmita is on the line, we'll ask her to unmute. Everyone else will stay muted, and she will take us to the throne. Carmita, are you
here? Oh, yes, I'm here, Minister Margo. Thank you very much. And good evening to all ministers, Minister Kaiser, Apostle Cecilia. Let us bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise to give you thanks and to bless your name. We come with a united spirit in Christ, a spirit of humble dependence. We praise you, Father, not only to make room for your blessings over our lives, but also to leave no room for negativity, complaining, anxiety, or fear. We praise you, Father, so that we may be continually restored to a place of humility. Our praise ushers us into your presence, and we thank you, Father, for the opportunity of prayer. We thank you for your constant and loving care, your mercy, your grace and salvation. We walk, Father, according to the pattern set before us by your Son, our Savior and kinsman Redeemer, Christ Jesus. And we give thanks for this precious gift. Father, we know your Spirit will guide these ministers during this podcast. We pray for Minister Margo as she delivers her message tonight. Father, your Spirit has given her the desire and the strength to live for you and according to your word. Philippians tells us it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. We know your power is real. We have seen your work in our minister. putting the truth of her belief into action by ministering to others, Father. We thank you for this blessing. We ask that you continue to guide us, all of us, so that we too can work out our own salvation. Guide us so that we may have a better understanding of your will and make it ever active in our lives. Show us how to live with an attitude of surrender. Continue to develop in us, Father, a constant character of obedience and faith. And we will be careful to give your name praise and glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. I'll say Minister Carmita for the beautiful prayer for bringing us to the throne tonight. And I'd like to continue briefly in prayer. Father, God above all things, I pray in your name that you have mercy on me and allow me to approach the throne of grace. I ask for your forgiveness. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness and tender mercy toward me. Oh, Father, help me to surrender all to you, Lord. Please use me and allow me to minister to your people. Thank you for opening the minds and the hearts of your children on tonight. Bless each listener and allow this message to encourage your servants as they strive to honor, love, and abide in you. Thank you for being with us, and we promise to praise your name forever. Amen. So before I begin, I'd like to first of all thank overseer and founder, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, who the Lord put on her heart to start this ministry. And I'd like to also thank her armor bearer and tonight's host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. Thank them for the honor and the privilege to serve alongside them in God's vineyard. Thank you, women of God, for your faith in me and for trusting me to go before God and to bring only what he tells me to his people during this time we are together. So my topic tonight is praise him. It's difficult to believe that it has been 2 years since I stepped up and accepted an active role in this ministry. It was not an immediate acceptance. The enemy of my soul tried to convince me that I was unqualified and unworthy to even attempt to minister to God's people. And to be honest, he nearly succeeded in silencing me. I was quite comfortable in being an observer, that, you know, looking on and stepping out from behind the scenes took the courage and conviction, which has been fostered through the prayers and the support of my loving family and dear friends. But most importantly, God has had his hands on me. This experience has required me to look carefully at how I live my life. And during this process, God has informed me of many things, but what I'd like to share with you tonight is that he told me he requires more of me. And therefore, God requires more of each of his children. So let's read together God's requirements for his followers as found in Deuteronomy, the 10th chapter and the 12th verse. I'll be reading from the Amplified Version. And now Israel means us because we've been grafted in. What does the Lord your God require from you but to fear and worship the Lord your God with awe-filled reverence and profound respect
to walk, that is to live each and every day in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul. That is your choices, your thoughts, and your whole being. God's word. That's God's word, and his word is blessed. One important way in which God has matured and refined me spiritually is through personal communication with him and dedicated praise to God. Prior to my commitment to this ministry, my prayer life was inconsistent. It's not that I didn't pray, I prayed. But although my schedule is open, I did not have a set time to pray on my own. I called into a prayer line daily, and I listened to others pray often. But that has changed. Saints, we need to discipline ourselves and set a time to simply praise and worship God daily. A personal time of honor and respect for God's sovereignty. This is not a time to present petitions or requests. This time should be dedicated solely to worship him. Please, saints, consider taking time to tell our Father how magnificent, glorious, powerful, and awesome he is. One way to do this is to sing praises to our God, to worship him in song, to let him know how much you love him. And this could be done with a simple praise like this one. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul. Rejoice, enjoy my King, in what you hear, let it be a sweet silver sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet silver sound in your ear. Praise. And if you find yourself, like I do sometimes, heavy in spirit, a praise can lift you up out of that place. A praise based on his word can be just what is needed. Some of you may be aware that I am one of God's children that struggles with my emotions. More often than not, I struggle with heaviness of spirit. Some call it depression. In addition, during this season of the pandemic, it's been increasingly difficult for me to reorient myself to going out and being with others. I asked you, saints, to pray for me and to pray for all those persons that are struggling to be positive, to be well-balanced, and to be focused on the promises of God. During these difficult times, it's hard. But one thing that has helped me, in addition to prayer, is praising God.
singing praises based on his word has been a great source of strength for me. God blessed me with a praise based on Psalm 61 that has helped me and lifts me when problems and circumstances seem to be crushing me. That psalm reads, "Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings." Selah. And this is the melody that the Holy Spirit placed in my soul based on Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock. Lead me to the rock that is higher, so much higher than I. Thou hast been a shelter, a refuge for me, a strong tower in the face of my soul's enemy. I'll abide and dwell in thee, in thy wings. I trust in thy wings. I trust in thy wings. I trust you will shelter. You will shelter me. Praise you, Father. Praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Hallelujah. Praise you, God. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for your word. I thank you for hearing my cry. I praise you and I thank you for hearing the cries of your children all around us. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for knowing our hearts, for ministering to our heartaches and our pains. Thank you, Father, for being there, especially when we feel as though we cannot share with others what we're going through. Thank you, Father, for knowing our hearts, for taking our hands and leading us to the rock, leading us to your Son, the rock of our salvation, and reminding us that you are higher and bigger and stronger than every situation and circumstance that we face in this life. Thank you, Father, for your word, which centers us and gives us confidence in the strength of the shelter you provide for us. Praise you. Praise you. We worship you due to the great care and strength you provide for us as you stand with us against the enemy. He cannot defeat us because you are our strong tower. We can trust you, God. We can depend on you, even when those around us
may fail or misunderstand us or are truly incapable of helping us. We know we can abide in you, and your wings, they shelter us. Praise you, God. Thank you for being our hiding place, our protection, our way, our light, our loving Father who promised to always be there, to never leave us or forsake us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you, Holy Father, because you are almighty. Oh, hallelujah. I implore you on tonight, saints, to praise God, to grab a hold to a song or a scripture and sing it or recite it. Dedicate some time to praising and worshiping God with your whole heart. That kind of praise, that unrestrained, authentic worship is what we need. It's what we need to build us and to lift the heavy burdens and to set our spirits aright. God inhabits the praises of his people. So glorify God with your praise. Thanks, and I promise you, praising God will make all the difference in your day. It will make all the difference in your life. Praising God can lift and allow you to walk closer to our Father and Lord. Many of you have suffered losses and disappointments and dealt with illness, and setbacks. But I remind you, saints, that God requires our praise. His word tells us to let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So I was going to close out this with a song, Praise is What I Do. But as I prayed over this, I decided I wanted to share a different song with you. I wanted to share a song that I've had to grab hold to get me through what I've been through these last few years. But I had to grab hold to a song from my youth, a song that my aunt Claire, we called Aunt Sweetie, used to sing. But she had this dynamic testimony that went with the song. She would stand in church and she would testify about how she was marking time, how she was standing in place and she was marking time. And as a young woman, just barely into my 20s, I didn't really understand. I didn't understand what she meant by marking time, not really. But now I understand. I understand what it means to mark time, to stand there waiting on the Lord and not being able to see the next step, but marking time, moving in the Spirit, believing God despite what you see, despite what you feel, despite what you're going through. You're marking time and you're believing God and you're reaching up and you're holding on to his hand. Hallelujah. You're holding on to his hand and you won't let go because you know he won't let go of you. He's there. He's there. And we would hear her. I would hear her testify. And I would think, I know she's having some problems, but we didn't realize she was dealing with cancer. And we didn't know that she was standing there praying, believing God for a breakthrough, believing God for a healing, believing God for deliverance. Thanks. Hallelujah. Standing there marking time, not being able to clearly move forward and never thinking about moving back. Hallelujah, hallelujah. She was marking time, holding on to his hand, holding on to his hand. Hallelujah. I tell you, let's hold on to his hand tonight, saints. Hold on to his hand. I'll never let go his hand. I'll never let go his hand. He's done so much for me. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. I'll never let go his hand. I'll never let go his hand. I'll never let go his hand. He has done so very much for me. I'll never let go. I'll never let go. I'll never let go. I'll never let go of his hand. Hallelujah. His hand. Hallelujah. His outstretched hand. Hallelujah. His healing hand is there for you tonight. Saints, hallelujah. Whatever you need, it's in his hand. It's in his hand. It's in his hand. Hallelujah. 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 It's in his hand. Praise him. Worship him. Believe him. Have faith. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Because he is there. He's trustworthy. You can depend on him. You can always depend on our God. So no matter what, God deserves our praise. Those things of God. Please consider these things. So I will turn this program back over into your hands, Minister Sylvia, and I ask you to please invite input from our listeners that would like to participate, and if you would, I would appreciate if you would close out our program on tonight. Having a little trouble here, but I thank God that I was able to go forth. I ask have the same pray for me as we pray for each other.
My God, my God, my God. I thank you, Minister Margot, for the lesson on tonight, when you can tell people how strong God is in your life because you know he's holding out his hand, just waiting on you to grab it and say, Lord, yes, yes. I'm just so excited about the word I received the service on tonight. I'm just going to pause for a moment and give others a chance to just speak out and tell how the word blessed them on tonight, and just let the Lord use you in encouraging the woman of God. Please speak up now. The lines are open.
Hello, this is little Cynthia from Richardson Park, and Auntie, you just blessed me tonight. Hearing your song, it's from your spirit, just rejoicing, it blessed my soul. It refreshed my soul. And I just want to say thank you for letting the Lord use you to speak to us tonight, and I love you so much.
Amen, amen. Thank you, little Cynthia. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Yeah, this is Carmita speaking. Good evening, Minister Kaiser. Minister Margot, your teachings are cathartic. There was something that I heard, and I can't remember or read. He collects my tears and holds them sacred because they are just as much praise to him as my joy and laughter.
Yeah.
Psalm is a book of praise, and I'm sure that he's collecting your tears and holding them precious. I when you started talking about Aunt Sweetie, you almost got me there. But David, Psalm 34, David reminds us that we should praise God. When you said marking time, she was praising God through the bad times as well as the good times. And her praise was probably filling her heart, and that's every day because she believed so strongly in her Father.
Yeah.
And no matter what the circumstances was, through the storm, through the battle, she was going to praise him and not let go of his hand.
Hallelujah.
So this was awesome. And, you know, another thing you said, Deuteronomy, the fear, worship, walking all his ways. God loves us unconditionally, but he has expectations and requirements. That's what I kind of got out of Deuteronomy 10:12. He will love you, but you have to reach for him because we were created to praise him. And you had a lot of good points in there, a lot of jewels in there, Margo. But can you imagine? There is no one more powerful. He's all powerful and a faithful being. And he'll always be there. You mentioned he'll never forsake us. And he knows our abilities and our limitations. He knows us in and out. And there is no one else, you mentioned that as well, who will show us the mercy that he will. No one who will comfort us like him. And our salvation is secure in God's worthy hands. So I really thank you for this lesson because a lot of times we forget to praise him. Because we're thinking about our everyday lives and the problems and the anxiety. And a lot of us sometimes just forget to praise him, but we were created for that because we were created for his glory. So I really appreciate this, Minister Margo. Thank you so much.
Amen. Anyone else would like to speak? Thank you for that, Carmita. Anyone else would like to speak?
I would like to this is Mother Tony.
Yes.
To just to first give honor to God, who is such a loving, kind God who constantly pours into our lives. I thank God for Margo and her willingness to be obedient to the word and to the call. This is her anniversary call. And for her to just to say that this is all about praising him, it reminds me of being part of just testimony service. I could hear our mothers and our aunts just being together, praising God, giving him glory, giving him praise for what he had brought them through that day or what they were struggling with. And they just stood up and strongly say, you know, I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, me now, my Savior, I come. To thee. Oh, bless your name, oh God. For they would pray that we would praise him, that we would testify of his goodness. You make so many places for us to put a bookmark in our lives to see what is our personal communication with God, and are we just taking that time to pray and to make that firm dedication. And Margo, I just is encouraged by your word tonight, just to be steadfast, unmovable, you know, ever abounding to the work that God has sent us to do. And your song and praise in Psalm 61, how beautiful that praise is, that just reminds us of how God loves us in such so many ways. And so I just thank him. I thank him for you and your obedience. And I just ask him that he continues to pour into your life, that he blesses you the more, that as you lean into him, he's going to give you just enough light for the step in front of you. You don't get to see down the road. We get to hold on to where, to his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on to his hand. And he is going to take us all the way through. Praise God. I love you, sis. Bye.
Amen. Thank you, Mother Tony, for those encouraging words. Is there anyone else who would like to have some words at this time?
Yes.
Go ahead. Hello.
Yes, this is Felicia. This is Felicia from Richardson Park. And, you know, I just want to thank Minister Margot for those nuggets that she dropped in our spirit. And, you know, I was taking notes and, you know, when she said that that God requires more of me, of us, and that is so true. And she talked about discipline. And, you know, I've tried so many different ways, you know. I'll get up, I'll eat, then I'll have my prayer time and praise time, but I had just made up in my mind that I'm going to do it first thing in the morning. Before I eat, before I do anything, I'm going to get up and give him that time in the morning. So, you know, I thank Margot for those nuggets of encouragement. And at my church on Sunday, our pastor had given us an assignment that he wanted us all week to just praise the Lord, praise him more. This week, he wants us to praise him more than we've ever praised him. And we have a week to do it, you know. And so I've just been enjoying, you know, just today and yesterday after church, you know, just taking that time and just having a good time. And you know how we are in this pandemic, and a lot of us, like myself, we've been at home and haven't been going places. And I've been doing, you know, I'm in three Bible studies. I'm in, you know, I listen to two different prayer calls in the morning. I mean, I'm listening at my church, but he requires, but he requires more. And so we can have a richer life, and we can know him better. We can love him more. And so, well, I thank you for those nuggets. I thank you for the reminders that you dropped in our spirit. And, you know, may the Lord continue to bless you, continue to keep you, and give you messages for his people. And I thank you for that. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for your words of encouragement. Is there any other?
Margot, you just know that you have a way of rightly dividing what it is we need to hear. Thank you for not only the nuggets, but because you're such a great, fantastic teacher, you explain and told us just what we need to do. We need to praise him more. You told us how to take the scripture, make your praise song from it. What a powerful woman of God you are. Thank you so much for pouring in to all of our lives. I love you so much, and I love sitting back watching just how God is using you and the influence that it is having on my life.
again, talking about doing the more. You're about the third person this week, and so now I know it must be true. That is just almost said, similar to those very words for something I've been doing and saying God is going to require you to do more. And I thought I was saying, Lord, haven't I done enough? Aren't I doing enough? But tonight I know he expects more of us. So thank you, my sister. I love you. Stay encouraged.
Amen. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time?
Yes, I would like to speak. This is Aunt Catherine. Margo, Minister Margo, you bless my soul with your songs and your words of inspiration. I was feeling sort of down because right now I don't feel the best, going through some trial, but you uplifted me so much. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed you, Minister Margo. So keep working for God, as you always do. And say a little prayer for your Aunt Catherine. I love you, Margo.
We love
Thank you, Aunt Catherine. Is there anyone else at this time?
Hi, this is Cecilia. I just wanted to say to Minister Margo, don't forget that many times we talk about, you know, it's a time to rebuke, it's a time to encourage. We talk about the seasons, and there's a time and a season for everything. So realize that you said you weren't feeling well or doing well, and you wanted us to pray for you. Well, the other thing that I would like to do is I know you talked about how we need to praise you. I want to just share a few scriptures with you. Psalms 34 and 4 says, I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Psalms 55 and 22 says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Romans 15 and 4 says, for whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. Romans 8 and 31 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? And lastly, Romans 8 and 28 says, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for their good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And you're called, and you know your purpose.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect. Is there anyone else who would like to speak at this time? Okay. I would like to thank everyone that joined in on tonight. I would like to thank everyone for their comments. Minister Margo asked me to close out. So I'm going to say, early when we was coming open with the program, I said to stay focused and stay on assignment. The assignment given us tonight, as Minister Margo began to minister, she presented to us, praise him. So I want you all to get it in your spirit. Praise him through the fear. Praise him through the shame. Praise him through the devastation. Praise him through the sickness. Praise him through your brokenness. Praise him through your unbelief. Praise him through your hopelessness. Praise him when you are alone. Praise him when you don't even think nobody cares and it doesn't matter. Praise him while the world seems to be shut down. Praise God while everyone else seems to be looking for another cure instead of the cure that we've always had. Praise God at all times, and at all times, praise God. I pray everyone on this line continue to trust and hold on to God's unchanging hand. God doesn't change tomorrow. God didn't change yesterday. God didn't change today. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything that's going on is going on in God's time. because our time is not his time. And as long as we could stay on assignment and stay focused and know that in this day and time, we're going to have to praise our way out. If you don't know how to pray, the woman of God gave us instructions. Just start singing him songs. And your singing, the praise will turn into worship. Your worship will turn into prayer. Your prayer will turn into moaning. And then you know that you are in the presence of God. Stay focused. Stay on assignment. And stay mindset on God. Because God is our answer. There's no other answer. You don't have to study for this like you did a test when you were in school. All you have to do is just stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. Praise him. Praise your way out. Pray to him. Pray your way through. Know that God is the answer. And God only has the question that you must answer. Are you ready to be used by the Lord? And I say yes. I hope and pray that you say yes. Again, I want to thank you all. I ask God to cover you. I ask God to cover your homes. I ask God to cover your family, your finances, your mind, your body, everything connected to you and concerning you. I ask God to cover. And I know a lot of you all wonder why I get your house and your home. You live in the home, but your body is the house that should be housing the love of God. I ask God to cover you in the name of Jesus. Amen, everybody, and good night. Oh, wait a minute. I almost forgot. I don't want to get caught up. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Please tune in Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This will be my Friday for Blog Talk and Facebook. We will be bringing forth whatever it is that God puts on my heart, puts in my heart, and tell me to speak. I will be presenting that to the body, and I'll come back Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for our very own Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, that's apostle-elect, our overseer, as well as Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. We just want to thank you all for staying faithful to our ministry. And before we end, I just want to say this. God, we thank you for our Aunt Catherine. You have given her to us for years. We know her for her smile. We know her for her warmth. We know her from her warmth. God, we just ask you to cover our eyes. Lay your hands on her, God. Send your angels to minister to her and rock her in her sleep, oh God. We just ask you to cover her right now, God. Keep her safe. Cover her home, God. Cover everyone that comes in contact with her. God, if they know they have the cooties, don't let them come around her. God, we just ask you to cover her right now. Right now, God. Strengthen her body. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Amen, everyone. We love you with the love of the Lord. About it, and good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.